It seems that many people have very negative associations with the idea of Dharma study, or even study more generally. And it seems common for people to think that Dharma study is just about ideas, and perhaps that it doesn't relate very directly at all to spiritual life proper. And, I mean, this makes me very sad, you know, when people say this. And I think if it's true, then to my mind, Dharma study is probably largely a waste of time, if that really is true. If a spiritual practice, or if a practice in the context of spiritual life, doesn't impinge on our lives, if it doesn't help us develop spiritually, then, well, it can't really be a spiritual practice. It may serve some other lesser function, but it can't be a spiritual practice. But when people say this to me, or when I hear this said, I tend to think that the problem is not really with the material, i.e. it's not with the doctrine itself, but with the method. In other words, the approach to the doctrine and the understanding of that approach to the doctrine. So perhaps the difficulty is not the doctrine, not that the doctrine is limited, but that we don't understand very fully what it is we're trying to do, and so we don't know how to go about it. The mundane intelligence has a tendency to read things at face value, and it often fails to grasp the meaning behind the letter. And in this way, we become stuck on the surface of life. And this applies to the doctrine also, our approach to the doctrine. While we approach the Buddhist doctrine at face value with our mundane intelligence, it can seem abstract, dated, remote, even boring. What have all these lists got to do with my spiritual life? They seem desiccated, antiquated, like a pile of gramophone records in a junk shop. Often, we don't go beyond this level, and so dismiss what someone is saying or what a text is saying, because it means nothing to us. We can't connect with it. It doesn't seem to relate to our experience in any way. So we assume that what's at fault is the text, not our way of reading the text. We dismiss the doctrine as just ideas. We dismiss studying the doctrine as playing head games, or as academic, or scholastic. But what if instead the fault is in us? What if the reason we can't connect is a result of our own spiritual impoverishment? Well, if we are impoverished, how could we characterize that impoverishment? I think one way of summarizing this would be to label it, or to summarize it, by the term literalism. Literalism is the inability, even the refusal, to see into the depth of things. It's the habit of being stuck on the surface of life, stuck on the surface of practice, stuck on the surface of the doctrine. To return to our John Malkovich analogy, it's standing at the portal, gazing at it, without ever realizing what it is there for. The literal-minded person becomes obsessed with the surface of the portal, its texture, its colour, its shape, compares it to other portals, criticises its size, and so on, without ever understanding what the portal is there for. The portal is there to be stepped through. And unless we understand this, we're not going to be able to make use of the portal properly. Or, in terms of the doctrine, we're not going to be able to make proper use of the doctrine. We're not going to value it, and so we won't cherish it.